ABC Radio Bristol.
Beautiful. A Bristol primary school has introduced a new fun way of keeping kids fit and healthy in the classroom. Summerhill Academy has come up with this twist on something that's well known called the Daily Mile, which was launched back in 2018, and designed unusual activities to get our kids moving and also to boost their concentration with these 10-minute sessions. So who better than Joe Lemer to go back to school to find out more? Morning, Mr. Lemer.
Good morning. Welcome to Summerhill Academy, the primary school on Plumbers Hill. I'm in my PE kit, ready. Not really. Ready to get fit. Let's talk to the lead PE teacher. This is Sally Goodridge, who can tell us just what kids get up to. Now, this relates back to what was called the Daily Mile that launched back in 2018. You put a little twist on that. But what was the Daily Mile?
So the Daily Mile is an initiative that involves children going out and walking or running for a mile or for 15 minutes every single day to get them fitter and improve concentration levels and things.
So that was a big thing that happened. It was popular, obviously, during lockdown as well. You've taken a little twist on that. So what are you getting kids to do? This is alongside their regular PE 2 hours a week. This is in the classroom.
Yes, so we do the Daily Move, which is based on all the science and reasoning of the Daily Mile, but it's just covers a much wider breadth of activities, such as yoga, dance, activities that relate to our learning. So it could just be purely for fun, like following along with the dance video. Other examples are putting actions to words in Spanish to help us remember the words. Maybe moving around the classroom based on our opinions in history. And then once we're in a particular place in the classroom, we can explain our reasoning. So a massive wide range of activities.
Another example I remember from looking at some of the detail was that you can move around the classroom while doing your times table.
Yeah, definitely. So chanting times tables and putting actions to it is a really, really good way of not only getting up and getting active, but also of remembering those facts.
I had a very scary headmaster at primary school who would, also the maths teacher, who would literally point at you within about 3 seconds. You had to answer the time. So you'd go 4 9s, 3 7s, 6 8s, and you had to answer really quickly. And that helped you to learn it, as I'm sure this technique does as well.
It does. I think this technique's better than fear.
It very much was fear. And also, with regards to the activities, what do you think it actually provides for those learners?
It's huge what it provides. So it improves concentration levels. So they're set up for the next learning they're about to do. It stops them being so fidgety. It improves everyone's mood. So that, again, improves well-being. It helps them process the learning that they've just done. And
yeah, there's lots.
Yeah.
Lots it provides.
So, yeah, there's absolute myriad of ways that it helps everyone.
And the thing is as well, is that people might think, well, you're in the classroom, you've got your uniform on, you know, how is that sort of helpful to, you know, moving around? But you come up with a clever technique to get around that.
Yeah, so at Summerhill, our uniform is an active uniform. That means that their everyday uniform is designed for them to be able to move freely around in. For example, children are encouraged to wear trainers rather than the stiff, you know, traditional school shoes. Pupils who want to wear dresses and skirts can either wear one of our sports or they can wear gym shorts under their dresses. So basically they can jump into physical activity at any given point in the day.
And before we talk to some of the pupils a little bit later as to how much they enjoy it, I must just mention that you, Sally Goodridge, are an award winner, aren't you? I know you're humble. What did you win?
I won Curriculum Leader of the Year last year, the TES Award. But basically, it was my name on it, but it was the whole school that won it because of everyone at the school is just so dedicated to physical activity and physical education for children. You know, that's why it was possible.
Well, what you've introduced, I'm sure, other teachers, other pupils and their parents delighted what they're doing, thanks to you and the team. We'll talk more later about what you do with the Daily Move and also see it in action with some of those pupils. Join me back here a little bit later at Summerhill Academy.